The title of this lesson in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is The Spiritual Man and the Natural Man. That's what Paul is dealing with. Remember in the previous verses, Paul wrote about his determination not to know anything but to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Paul let them know that he did not preach Christ to them with worldly wisdom or enticing words or Greek rhetoric. He didn't do that. He tells them this so that they will know that their faith and our faith, this is instructions to us, does not stand in the wisdom of men, the teaching of men, but the power of God. As I said to you last week, you and I believe God because He has enabled us to do so. God has demonstrated His power on us. He has illuminated us. He's given us light. He's given us understanding. And we have that because He has given us of His Spirit. And that's how we know and understand the gospel. So now he's going to move to the subject of spiritual discernment. How it is that we know the gospel. And he lets them and us know that spiritual discernment comes by revelation. God has made this known to you. Now, if God has made this known to you, if he's made the gospel known to you, and you believe it, it's because God's given you life. God's given you life from the dead. Dead men don't believe this. Spiritually dead men do not believe the gospel. They cannot discern or understand the gospel. They can't comprehend it. And therefore, they call it foolishness. But you believe. You believe because God has enabled you to believe. Now, Paul quotes there in verse 9 from Isaiah 64:4. And he's saying here in verse 9, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." First of all, Paul is not talking about the things of heaven. You know, Paul said he went to the third heaven. And he said, "I saw things that were unlawful," or there's no words to explain. There's no vocabulary that can set forth what I saw in heaven. But what he's talking about here is the gospel blessings. The gospel blessings that we have now in Christ and that we enjoy in this life as we live it. That's what he's talking about. No human eye has ever comprehended, seen, or heard this. It hasn't entered into the heart of man the way God saves sinners. The wisdom of God in Christ. It's never entered into the heart of man. The natural eye and ear, they have never comprehended the blessings of the gospel. The gospel blessings. Pardon, justification, forgiveness, acceptance, righteousness, eternal life. These are blessings, and you and I rejoice in them. Do we not think about them daily? I know this, as believers, to some extent, we think about the Lord Jesus Christ every day. There's not a day that goes by that the Jesus Christ does not come across my mind. Not a day. And it's not because I sit in the study, because when I was out there in the workplace, there was not a day. And I know this is true with every believer. There's not a day that a thought, just a thought of Christ does not come across your mind. That's of God. But I do remember days, years, that I never had one thought of God. I never had one thought. I mean, not one thought of Jesus Christ. Never crossed my mind. The natural man. Now, every one of us came into this world as a natural man. We came into this world dead in trespasses and sins. And this is how I know that every one of us at one time never thought of Jesus Christ. We never thought of the blessings of the gospel. Pardon, justification, sanctification, redemption. Never interested us. I never had an interest in it. You never had an interest in it. And then one day you did. And what he's saying here is that the natural eye and ear has never comprehended the blessings of the gospel. It has never entered the mind of the natural man what God has prepared for them that love him. At one time we never had an interest. And right now the natural man has no interest in the gospel. You want to know why these seats are empty? You want to know why this room is not filled to capacity? Because of no interest. That's it. No interest. They have no interest in God. They have no interest in their soul. They have no interest in the eternal blessings that are in Christ. They have no interest. That's why you have empty seats. But you're here because God's given you an interest. You have a real interest in the Lord Jesus Christ. It has never entered the mind of the natural man that God himself would come into this world and take the sinner's place and die in his stead. That's never entered into the mind of the natural man. The natural man doesn't really see a need for that. The natural man really thinks he's not that bad. You know, I know some bad people, but I'm not that bad. And it's never entered into the mind of the natural man how God can be a just God and a Savior. The natural man does not care how God can be a just God and a Savior. All he cares about is that he is saved from torment. He don't care how it happens. The natural man does not care how it happens that he's saved from torment. But you do. You do. You and I want God to be a just God in this matter. If he were to be, for example, unjust, could you trust him? You couldn't trust him. You don't know what's coming next. But God is a just God. He has saved us in a just way, and we don't have to look over our shoulders and wonder if something's coming down the road. Because God's a just God. But the natural man, it's never entered his heart a need for righteousness that's far more than what he can produce. It's never entered his heart. It's never entered his heart. How can he be accepted with God? He just thinks doing a few good things is enough. It's enough. God demands a righteousness that no one can produce. But Jesus Christ, he's the only man that was able to produce it. And that's because he's God. He's God. But listen here. It has entered in verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. It has entered into your heart. Are you interested in the gospel? Do you love Jesus Christ? That's what he said to Peter. Peter, do you love me? That's because God has entered into your heart. That ought to just excite us. It ought to excite us and it ought to humble us at the same time. God has entered your heart. You have a real interest in knowing God in Christ because God has revealed these things to you by His Spirit. It's evident by this scripture that no one is educated into the kingdom of God. We are first born to it and then educated. You don't educate a dead corpse, do you? You cannot educate a natural man because he's a broken vessel. He has nothing to retain it in. It just, you can pour it in and it runs out like a, you pour it into an onion sack. It just runs right out, leaks out. He has nothing to retain it in. But you, God has given you a new life. God has given you a new birth. God has made you a new creation. And you are able to retain. You are able to even comprehend the things of God because He's given you of His Spirit. That which is born of the Spirit is what? It's Spirit. And now you're able to retain and understand the gospel. You're able to comprehend things that are spiritual. while a person beside of you is saying, what is he talking about? And you know what I'm talking about. When the Spirit of God reveals these things to us, we not only learn Christ, but we understand the doctrines of Christ. I don't have a hard time at all believing and understanding the doctrine of election, of redemption. I understand that. I understand if God hadn't chosen me, I'd never chose Him. Because I understand what happened in the fall. Someone said, go wrong on the fall and you go wrong on it all. If you don't understand what happened when Adam fell, you cannot understand what happened at Calvary's cross. It's not possible to understand it if you don't understand what happened in the Garden of Eden. When Adam died, he died spiritually. Man now, when he comes into this world, he has a natural life like animals. He has the natural, materialistic life, basically like animals. He's just a little higher intelligence in some things. David said in one place, I'm like a beast before you. Animals don't do things we do. But the Spirit of God reveals these things to us. He reveals the doctrines of Christ to us. Our Lord said this concerning the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. He shall take the things of mine and show them to you. Now, until you are born of God, there's no use for that to happen because you can't comprehend it. You just can't. In other words, you just don't get it. You just don't get it. And he says here, the Spirit, but he's revealed unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. Our salvation in Jesus Christ, the way God saves us in Christ, they are the deep things of God. How God can be a just God and a Savior, that's deep. It is. Now, he's revealed it to us in a simple way, but it's the deep things of God. The Spirit searches the deep things of God here. He knows God. The Spirit of God knows the whole counsel of God. He knows the whole counsel of God concerning Jesus Christ, concerning God's purpose in saving sinners like me and you. He knows the whole counsel of God in salvation. He knows everything about God, Christ and you and salvation and that eternal covenant. He knows it all. He takes those deep, and he takes those deep things and he makes them known to me and you. The things that the wisest of men cannot understand, he's made known to us. You understand the deep things of God. God, whom the Scripture says is unsearchable. He's unsearchable. And yet, the Spirit of God has made known to you the mind of God. Listen, concerning you. Concerning Christ and your relationship to Christ and your salvation in Christ and your eternal glory in Christ. He's made that known to you. And that was in the mind and heart of God before creation ever happened. The deep things of God concerning you were in the mind of God before creation ever happened. And the only way you and I can understand it is if the Spirit reveals it to us. Remember what the Lord said to Nicodemus when he told him about the new birth? He must be born again. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he's old? And the Lord said, you're a ruler. You've studied the Scriptures for years, and you don't know these things? That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He said, except a man be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God. He can't enter into the kingdom of God. You can't understand it, and you're not even in there. You're not going to be in it unless you're born again. There's got to be a spiritual birth to understand spiritual matters in the way of salvation. And the same Spirit, listen now, this is good. The same Spirit that searches the deep things of God is in you. That's what it says over in Ephesians chapter 1:14. You're sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is literally. Now I'm telling you, this is not figuratively. He is literally in you until He takes you home. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And that Holy Spirit of promise is the Spirit of God that searches the deep things of God. Now you would think that we, knowing this, that we would seek His counsel or we would seek His guide. Because He's the one who searches the mind of God concerning you. And you have Him. You're sealed with Him. You're sealed with Him. If you'll notice here also how extensive this search is. It says the Spirit of God searches all things. There's nothing hid from Him. There's nothing in God that's hid from the Spirit of God. He searches all things concerning God's mind, will, purpose. He searches all things concerning me, you, all things concerning Christ. He searches all things. And then what does He do? He makes them known to us. How important. I just couldn't get away from this thought. How important to seek His counsel, His guidance, His will. This is the one who knows the mind of God concerning me in this life as I walk through it. In my relationship to Jesus Christ. Then Paul gives us an example of what he's talking about here. In verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. He says nobody knows what a man's thinking. Except that man's spirit. You know, you're made up of body, soul, and spirit. Do you know what I plan on doing tomorrow? No, not unless I tell you. You're not mind readers. You don't know what I plan on doing tomorrow. But now if I stand here and, you know, and I've thought about tomorrow and I've thought about what I'm going to do and some things I want to accomplish. And I stand here and I make them known to you. Now you know. And that's exactly what God has done through the preaching of the gospel. And by His Spirit, He has made His mind, His will, His purpose known to me and you. He's made it known. He's revealed it. That's what it's saying. The only way you can know the thoughts and will and purpose of God is for Him to reveal it to you by His Spirit. You see, we don't just know it by His Word. You know how many people read this book and they have no clue. They still have no clue of the truth of the gospel. There are people who read this book every day and are as lost as the day they were born. Because it takes the Spirit of God to open this book. It takes the Spirit of God to reveal God out of this book. To reveal Christ out of this book. Reveal the will of God and the purpose of God out of this book. Until that happens, it's just another book. And you don't get it. And I tell you what will happen. You'll get it wrong every time. I tell you, you'll get it because you will take human logic, human understanding, human thinking, And you'll take it to the Scriptures, and what will happen is this. You'll twist it. Satan will help you. He will help you twist it. God loves everybody. Where'd you get that from? I got this out of this book. No, you didn't. You didn't get that out of this book. Oh, but God so loved the world. Well, that doesn't mean He loved everybody in the world. That means God loved Gentiles as well as Jews. And that means God loved the people He loves are in this world and not the fallen angels. The scripture says God's not willing that any should perish. And that's where most of them stop, right? That's exactly where they stop. But God's not willing that any of them should perish. But the rest of that verse says, but God is long-suffering to usward. He's not willing for us to perish. Keep it in this context and keep it in line with who he's talking about. He's talking about us, believers, his elect. He's not willing that any of them should perish. But he's long-suffering. He puts up with this world that he might save his elect out of it. When the last one's saved, it'll be over. It'll be over. But when the natural man reads this book without the Spirit of God, he'll take it and he'll twist it and he'll say, "Well, this is, doesn't the Bible say?" Have you had people say to you, "Doesn't the Bible say?" And they'll say something, you think, "That's not even in the Bible." God helps those who helps themselves. That's not even in the Bible. What Bible are you reading? It's not in this one. But now, if the Spirit of God takes the Word of God and makes the mind and will of God known to you, you're going to understand this Bible. You're going to understand this book. It'll open up. It'll open up. I just remember when I heard Henry preach the gospel for the first time, I said, what he's saying matches what I'm reading. It was like a puzzle that just came together. Now, he says in verse 12, and I'll finish this up. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. That's right. What we are learning is not human. It's not human. It's divine. It's divine. But we have received the spirit of God that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. I think I just pretty much covered that. That's how we know the things of God. You can't get this in a seminary class. You cannot get this understanding. You cannot comprehend the gospel because you're sitting in a Bible class, a Sunday school class, and you're taught this, and you didn't get it that way. The Spirit of God taught you. You're taught of God. All thy children shall be taught of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches. We're not using, I know we're using language and we use vocabulary that we understand, but he's saying here that we use the words that the Holy Spirit gives us. We're not reaching to philosophers and these well-educated men, and we're not reaching to human education and intelligence to teach you these things. No, this is what we're saying is of God. It's God speaking to you. We are ambassadors of Him. It's the Lord speaking to you. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. That is, giving spiritual truth to spiritual people. We're taking spiritual things, spiritual matters, and we're teaching them to spiritual people who can comprehend and understand what we're saying. And it's also comparing spiritual things with spiritual. It's scriptures interpreting scriptures. Because Paul, often in his preaching and teaching, he quoted scripture. And then he applied it. But you know, no, the scripture teaches us that no scripture is of any private interpretation. No scripture stands on its own. There's other scriptures to back it up in the Word of God. You know, if I take a scripture and I'm reading it and I'm thinking and trying to understand something of what it's saying, well, you have to understand what it's saying in the light of all the scriptures. You take all the scriptures and they interpret scripture. The best, and somebody said, the best commentary on the Bible is the Bible. It's the Word of God. But the natural man receiveth not the things of God, of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. He's not going to wait. Did not the Lord say this? Cast not your pearls before swine. Well, you think he's going to do that? He's not going to cast his pearls before a bunch of ungodly people who hate him. The natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness unto him. That's why he doesn't receive them. He doesn't want them. It's like, get out of here with that foolishness. Neither can he know them. He can't understand them. And it, really, that word them is supplied. It's neither can he know. He cannot intelligently, savingly know the gospel. He has nothing to know it with. There's nothing there. Nothing there. Because they are spiritually discerned. That's why you can't know them. And you have to be spiritual. Born of the Spirit to understand spiritual truth. That's just so. The natural man receiveth not. The natural man, I was reading this, on the natural man. He says here what this means. The natural man means the materialist. The natural man is the materialist. It's the same kind of life that the animals have. They have this material life. That's the natural man. All he sees is what am I going to eat, drink, and wear. He spends his life taking care of himself, his flesh. And the lust of his flesh, his desires, which are not of God and not after God. They're after the flesh. He receives not the things of the gospel. If I love, if you love and understand the gospel, it's evident we've been born of the Spirit of God. But he that is spiritual, he says here, judges all things. And that doesn't mean that you know everything. That doesn't mean you and I, we know everything. We discern. That word means discern. It doesn't mean we discern everything. There's a lot of things we don't know. There's a lot of things in the Word of God I don't understand. I can't comprehend. But it does mean this. He that is spiritual discerns all things necessary for salvation. You discern all things necessary for salvation. Yet you yourself are discerned or understood of no man, no natural man. The natural man doesn't understand you. He thinks you're out there. He thinks you're out there. He doesn't discern you, but you discern all things. You discern all things necessary to salvation. You discern, listen, you really do discern between good and evil. I'll tell you something that you discern. You discern when the gospel is being preached and when it's not being preached. You know the difference. You know the difference. Even when it's close, you know, scripture said that the gospel can be preached so close that it would deceive even the elect. But even in that situation, after a little bit, you know something's wrong. There's just something in you that says, there's something not right here. And sometimes it takes a little time for it to clear up. But you understand. You're discerning. Because you know why? Because the Spirit of God is in you. Guiding you, teaching you, instructing you. And he's the one saying something not right. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. What man without divine revelation and spiritual discernment and spiritual birth ever knew or understood the mind of God? Go back and look at all the Greek philosophers. You know, they get started, then all of a sudden they're way out there. I mean, they're way out there in left field. Without spiritual discernment, no man ever knew or understood the mind of God. They never understood the blessings of the gospel in such a way that they could instruct other men. But we, now listen, he said, we have the mind of Christ. We, the apostles, as well as those whom the Lord has saved and made pastors and teachers, you know, Scripture says he's given pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, the edifying of the body of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. This is not my opinion. If God puts a man in this pulpit, he put me in this pulpit, and I'm preaching the gospel, the truth, I'm not preaching my opinion. What you are receiving is the mind of Christ, the will, the purpose, the mind of Jesus Christ. Not that of a man. Having the mind of Christ enables us to instruct the spiritual man, you who are born of God. That's what Paul's saying. He's saying, we apostles, we have the mind of Christ. You know, another translation of that, because he says here, who hath known the mind of the Lord, that is Yahweh? And we may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ, who is Yahweh. We have the mind of God. Christ is God. That being so, I'm able to stand here with the Word of God and teach and instruct you, and you are able to receive instruction. And you'll leave this place instructed of God, and it'll guide your life day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, until the Lord takes you home. All right.